This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Several leading Indian universities have suspended academic memoranda of understanding, MOUs, with Turkish institutions, citing national security concerns. Jamia Millia Islamia University in Delhi has also announced immediate suspension of all MOUs with institutions affiliated with the government of the Republic of Turkey. In a social media post, Jamia said, "It stands firmly with the nation." Maulana Azad National Urdu University in Hyderabad has also cancelled its academic MOU with the Yunus Emre Institute in Turkey with immediate effect. Earlier, the Jawaharlal Nehru University, JNU, suspended its own MOU with İnönü University in Turkey. These decisions came as a result of Ankara's strong support for Pakistan and its criticism of India's recent strikes on terror camps. The way the Indian Armed Forces struck terror launch pads and military targets in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, Operation Sindoor has attracted global attention. With the killing of over 100 terrorists and neutralizing Pakistan's escalation, the country's new age air defense ecosystem, Akash Tir, has become the talk of the town. A report from our correspondent.
How did India hit 13 targets, including 8 air bases, with such precision deep inside various strategic locations in Pakistan, and how Islamabad defense failed so miserably? These questions have left the global military expert stunned. The answer lies in Akash Tir, the country's next-generation air defense ecosystem. On the night of 9th and 10th of this month, when Pakistan unleashed its most aggressive, deadliest attack against Indian military and civilian targets, it was met with a formidable shield, Akash Tir. This cutting-edge system successfully neutralize incoming air threats, including drones, mic missiles, micro UAV and loitering munition, preventing them from breaching Indian airspace. Akash Tir is India's first operational indigenously built AI war cloud, which provides real-time aerial combat picture and automates the detection, tracking and engagement of enemy aircraft, drones and missiles. Compared to Akash Tir, Pakistan air defense system based on HQ-9 and HQ-16 platform proved to be an utter failure to detect India's projectile and intercept, resulting in heavy losses. Akash Tir has added a new chapter to the country's strategic doctrine, indicating a shift from defensive posturing to proactive retaliation against terror threat. With Divakar, Bhupendra Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Election Commissioner Dr. Vivek Joshi is on a four-day visit to Bihar to review the preparations for the upcoming assembly elections. Dr. Joshi arrived in Patna last evening. During his visit, he will assess the arrangements for voter facilities and amenities, as well as the security measures in place for the elections. He will also review the first-level checking process of EVMs and the training of booth-level officers, booth-level agents and polling personnel. The High Court of Justice in London has rejected a fresh bail petition filed by Diamantair Nirav Modi, who is held in a prison there and is wanted in India in the 13,000 crore rupee Punjab National Bank fraud case orchestrated with his uncle, Mehul Choksi. Nirav Modi approached the court in London yesterday, seeking his release on bail pending the decision on his extradition request. The Enforcement Directorate officials are raiding the residence and office of an eminent film producer, Akash Bhaskaran, in Chennai this morning. The producer of Dawn Pictures is also a director and has produced blockbuster movies with Dhanush, Sevakarthikeyan and Simbu. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated the Indo-Tibetan Border Police on summiting Mount Makalu, which is the fifth highest peak in the world. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said the ITBP personnel unfurled the Tiranga at the peak of the mountain and carried out a cleanliness drive inspired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Swachh Bharat Abhiyan. The IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall with thunderstorms over northeast India during the next 3 to 4 days. Further heat wave conditions are expected over Bihar, East Uttar Pradesh and West Rajasthan over the next 2 to 3 days. The World Health Organization has declared a polio outbreak in Papua New Guinea and called for an immediate vaccination campaign. According to media reports, samples of the highly infectious virus were found in healthy children during a routine screening in Lae, a coastal city in the country's northeast. And that is the end of this news bulletin.